All right. We've got five guys that were DMP today. Tlaib with a shoulder, Hireman with a knee, Shane Ray with a wrist and ankle, Gatsas with an ankle, and Sanders with an ankle. All DMP. Questions, guys?
What went into the decision to make Paxton starter?
Well, Paxton is a talent. He's our first round pick. We're trying to change what's happened offensively. So it's simply his turn. You know, we obviously changed coordinators on Monday, and we're hoping to, again, guys, play better offensively and not turn the football over. Very simple.
What's the thought when Trevor is backup, not Brock?
Well, again, you know, we've tried. This is our third quarterback, you know, in this season. You know, that's not a good thing. You know, I think Trevor's worked hard. He's earned the right to have a chance to dress on game day. Again, just really simple.
You and everybody else want to win Sunday.
Absolutely.
Going to a young and experienced quarterback.
Right.
Do you have to sell that to your veterans about playing for now rather than playing for the future?
We are playing for now, you know, and, you know, playing Paxton, it's kind of twofold. You know, we have to see, you know, where he is as a quarterback. But we want to win on Sunday. You know, that's not mistaken in our locker room. You know, everything we're doing this week is pointed to Sunday to win a football game.
Will you cater the game plan to his strengths?
We always do. You know, so every game plan we have for our quarterbacks are different. It was different for Trevor, different for Brock Nice, different for Paxton. Absolutely, we will.
How is he different now than the guy that got beat out in August?
How is he different?
What did you see?
Well, you know, guys grow. But, you know, I mean, he hadn't played since week three. He's practiced. So how is he different? You know, we probably won't know until Sunday. But he's worked hard. He's healthy. He's ready to go.
Do you grade him on a curve because he hasn't played that much and he hasn't been active this
Well,
year?
It's going to be his third NFL start, you know, so it won't be perfect. But, again, you know, we have to coach him to the point where he can be efficient with the offense. You know, that's what we're doing. Again, running the football is always a must for a young quarterback. And giving him a chance to have some easy completions, that's also a must for a young quarterback. So I'm looking forward to watching him play because he can run around. So, you know, his skill set is perfect when you're young. If it breaks down, he can run with the football. And I told him, I said, just play. Don't try to be a pocket passer. We call a play and it's not there, take off and run. So that's one of his strengths. So I'm looking forward to watching him play on Sunday.
Is this his job?
Is it his job?
Is his job moving forward, or is something you reevaluate every week?
It's what I said with Brock. You know, obviously, when he plays well, why wouldn't it be his job? So if he plays well, absolutely.
Will you condense the playbook somewhat? Regardless of the quarterback, sounded like you wanted to do that anyway when you made the change in offensive coordinator. Has there been more focus on more specific plays versus the volume of plays?
I wouldn't say that. Like I would say, every game plan is different. It's Paxton's turn, so everything we're doing is catered to his skill set.
How did the quarterback room respond when you shared the news that Paxton would start?
They're fine. You know, they've been all-team guys. And, again, this is our third guy of the season. That's really strange. But they're all team guys. You know, it's a good room. They get along fine, all three guys. So they're pulling for Paxton, obviously.
What did you think of Austin Traylor's performance on Sunday, and what do you like about what he brings to the table?
I was very impressed. I mean, he caught six balls. He played on special teams. He blocked. He blocked very well. You know, so I was impressed with him. And it just speaks to, you know, our personnel guys, finding guys on our practice squad who can actually play. So it was fun to bring him up and see him have success. But, he played well, so he should get better and better each week.
At what point over the last few weeks did you feel that Paxton was ready to take over? And kind of what did you see?
At which point?
Yeah.
Well, I told you guys when he first came back, he was not ready. Mm-hmm. You know, it took him about two, 3 weeks to get back in the fold of just throwing the football the right way. It took him a while, but he's physically ready now. You know, so he's up.
Where does this move leave Brock in his future?
Again, guys, you know, my concern is really on Sunday, you know, and we'll see after the season where it leaves Brock. And Brock's been great for us. You know, he gave us a needed boost at the time he started. But overall, our fortunes haven't changed, so on to the next.
How does it change your game planning when they've switched coordinators, obviously, in the middle of the week? The Raiders have defensively.
Right.
Right. Does that change in any way the way you go about preparing?
Well, John's been there 10 weeks, guys, so it won't be a wholesale change. It's going to be some things, how he call things different than Ken Norton, but as far as the overall scheme of things, that won't change much.
With Paxton missing all that time, it did give him a chance to get into the playbook a lot. He said last week when he had bumped up to two that he felt a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
He felt he grew there. Have you seen that on the field from him?
I saw it last week, you know, and obviously, you know, with more time on the job, you get more comfortable. So he's had a chance to watch, you know, for 3 months and watch those guys operate. So he should be better from that.
I know you want to run the ball. Does Jamal Charles still have a role in that? I know because Book is clearly getting more and more time and playing well.
Yeah. Jamal does have a role, you know, and we go into each game with a package for all three guys, you know. But the game dictates, you know, how you call plays. And it's been tough to get him back out there, you know, with the games we've played in. But he is absolutely involved in our game plan, and he is fresh and ready to go.
Because Booker is playing well.
Sorry.
With the major changes recently,
yeah.
Going to a more inexperienced quarterback, the losing, have you found you needed to talk, converse at all with any of your stronger personalities in the locker room and assuage them in any way?
Right. I've talked to the entire team, you know, every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday. And, you know, everyone's on the same page. You know, obviously, guys, it's been tough. You know, I'll be lying if I said it hadn't been tough. You know, this veteran locker room is used to winning football games, and we've lost six straight. So it hadn't been easy. But I've been really proud of how guys have come to work every day, you know, with positive attitudes. Not all perfect. Absolutely frustrated. You know, I'm frustrated. But everyone's come back to work, and every game that we've played in the last 6 weeks, the effort's been there. That's all you can ask for. You know, we're just waiting to perform at a level where we can win and not give the ball away and not give up big plays, okay? That's our hope every week, because the work has been great. In every game we've played in the last 6 weeks, we felt really good going into those games. You know, we felt like we can win those games. So it hadn't been a locker room where, you know, guys are broken at all. You know, it's positive, and it's confident on game day.
Time for a few more for the
Vince,
coach.
You said that you have a package for each of the running backs.
Yeah.
Devontae took over 60% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Is he kind of moving up to be the guy?
Well, he's a good football player, and he can do a lot of things for us. And, again, it's all dictated by what kind of game we're in. He can catch the football. He can run behind a tackle. So, I mean, he's a guy that could be a special player, you know, and we've seen it since his first game back. He's played really well. So, but it's a package for all three guys, and the game dictate who plays when.
An awful lot of your vision of the offense is.
Mm-hmm.
With all this change, do you think Bill has a good idea of what you want from
right.
this?
I think we all do. You know, we've got to play complementary football and not turn the football over. You know, as a coach, you know, you have to sometimes you know, take some variables from players. If it's five variables on the play, as a coach, take three away and give them two. You know, that can cut back on giving the football away. If everyone's on the same page and playing fast, that should help us not give the football away. That's our goal.
Thank you, coach.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Enjoy the day. Beautiful.